first of all, you'll be looking to get to the finish because you don't really have much experience of doing it.
No, I suppose not. Now, you know, probably navigated a few times as well in it, but, you know, last year we had a short rally and hopefully it'll work out a wee bit better this year now for us. But there's good excitement about there this evening and that, you know, and some new stages in there too is going to shake it up a bit.
So what's going to be the plan then, Declan, for you over the course of the weekend and in particular now on the first day trying to get through it?
Well, the plan would be to try and get it to the end, you know, but at the end of the day too, you have to push from the word go, you know. There's no such thing as having to backing off on Friday, and you know, if you're going to go for it, you have to go from where go on Friday, and the main plan then is to get to the end.
Because if you do back off, you're going to lose time, and one of the hardest things in Donegal is to try and crawl back that time, and with some of the calibre of the Mark IIs that are in the same field as you, it can be a daunting task, do you think, Declan?
Oh, it'll be, you know, the quality of the entry is there, you know, it's serious, you know, it's credit to Brian and them all, you know, it's a serious entry, like, you know, it's... You could pick 10 people that could possibly win the national end of it, you know. So it's going to be good crack, you know, and there's good competition there. It'll keep it livened up.
Why does all these Mark II men all want to come to Donegal, Declan? All these two-wheel drive cars.
Donegal has the kind of the buzz about it, you know. It's kind of nearly different than any other rally. The excitement before it, and everybody really talks about Donegal, the stages, you know, and you know it draws all the crowd, you know, for whatever reason. You know, it's just good rally, like.
How much a craving is there within you to do well on the international? Because you've been around for the harvest, you've won modifieds and international events, you're a national champion as well, so you've done all that, but I'm sure the craving must within yourself must be something serious to do well on the big international.
Well, everybody wants to do well at home, you know, but you know, national rallies, like, you know, the likes of Donegal is just the cream of the crop, like, you know, and anybody can get their name on the Donegal one, you know, it's one that everybody wants their name on. So we're looking forward to it, you know, and hopefully it'll go all right for us.
Is Donegal sore in a car, and in particular a car of your age and I suppose the two-wheel drive categories, 3 long days, can they be sore in the vehicle, Declan?
Oh, it's sore in machinery, sore in man and machinery, I suppose, you know, the stages are very challenging, and if it's dry, you know, it's going to be... while soaring transmissions and stuff, you know, but, you know, you just have to prepare, and, you know, probably the problem we had last year, all the preparations in the world wouldn't have prevented it from happening, but we'll just try and get the car ready as best we can, and hope for the best then after that.
What would be the ideal conditions for you and Donegal to win this national rally? What do you need to fall into place to suit Declan Gallagher?
Jeez, I don't know. Probably wet would suit us better, you know, with you know, to keep the power disadvantage, you know, would be, you know. But everybody likes to see it dry, you know. You know, there'd be a better buzz about, and you know, it probably be the pace be a lot hotter too when it's dry, you know. Hopefully it'll go all right.
Yeah, well, as the tighter stages then, it's going to be in the international. Was that going to suit your car better than the big wider stuff like what you would see in Knockalla?
Aye, possibly the tighter, bumpier stages, you know, would suit us better. You know, the power stages then is kind of Knockalla and Fannett and stuff like that, you know. So, but we're looking forward to it, you know. And
yeah. Are you putting much pressure on yourself when it comes to the international, Declan?
Not really, no. Well, there's always a bit more pressure on you in your home event, you know, but... just you have to try and not let it get to you and be as calm as possible.
And for a local clubman to put a car together to take part in such an event, there's a lot of stops to be pulled out for it, Declan.
Oh, there's a lot of stops, all right. You know, it's expensive to run the car, and you know, you have to, you know, there's a lot of money to be spent in the car to get it ready for 3 days of rallying, you know. So, you know, without our sponsors and that, fair play to every one of them, you know, we wouldn't be here and wouldn't be able to compete in these rallies. So, you know, it takes a lot of commitment for them too.
And if you were to win the national side of the Donegal International Rally, you could retire happy then, could you, Declan?
Definitely, aye. You know, that's one that's in every man's thing to win, you know. But, you know, the quality of the entry is there, just it's going to be, you know, there's, as I said, there could be up in 10. cars that's possible to win it, or 10 men, 10 crews would be able to win it, you know. So it's going to be hard work, like, and 3 days, like, you know, it'll be tough going for man and machinery.